We drive through the twilight city streets, then join the highway heading west. Oshima changes lanes smoothly, slipping in between other cars, effortlessly shifting gears. Each time the hum of the engine changes slightly. When he shifts gears and floors it, the little car's soon zipping along at more than 90. The car's specially tuned, so it's got a lot of pickup. This isn't your ordinary Miata. Do you know much about cars? I shake my head. Cars are definitely not my speciality. Do you enjoy driving? I ask. The doctor made me give up all risky sports, so instead I drive. Compensation. Is something wrong with you? The medical name's pretty long, but it's a type of hemophilia, Oshima says casually. Do you know what that is?
I think so, I say.
I learned about it in biology class. Once you start bleeding, you can't stop. It's genetic, where the blood doesn't coagulate.
That's right.
There's all kinds of hemophilia, and the type I have is pretty rare. It's not such a bad type of the disease, but I have to be careful not to get injured. Once I start bleeding, I have to go to the hospital. Besides, these days, there are problems with the blood supply in hospitals. Dying a slow death from AIDS isn't an option for me. So I've made some connections in town to supply me with safe blood, just in case. Because of my disease, I don't go on long journeys. Except for regular checkups at the university hospital in Hiroshima, I rarely leave town. It's not so bad, though. I never did like traveling or sports all that much anyway. I can't use a kitchen knife, so doing any real cooking's out, which is a shame. Driving's a risky enough sport, I tell him. It's a different kind of risk. Whenever I drive, I try to go as fast as I can. If I'm in an accident driving fast, I won't only end up getting a cut finger. If you lose a lot of blood, there's no difference between a hemophiliac and anybody else. It evens things out, since your chances of survival are the same. You don't have to worry about things like blood coagulation or anything, and can die without any regrets.
I see.
Don't worry, Oshima laughs. I'm not going to have an accident. I'm a careful driver and don't push it. I keep my car in tip-top condition, too. Besides, when I die, I want to die peacefully all by myself.
Taking someone else with you, then, isn't an option either.
Got it in one. We pull into a rest stop restaurant for dinner. I have chicken and a salad. He orders the seafood curry and a salad. Just something to fill our stomachs is the best you could say about it. Oshima pays the bill, and we climb into the car again. It's already dark. He steps on the accelerator, and the speedometer shoots way up.
Do you mind if I put on some music? Oshima asks.
Of course not, I reply. He pushes the CD play button, and some classical piano music starts. I listen for a while, trying to place the music. I know it's not Beethoven, and not Schumann. Probably somebody who came in between.
Schubert, I ask.
Good guess, he replies. His hands at 10-2 on the steering wheel, he glances over at me.
Do you like Schubert?
Not especially, I tell him. When I drive, I like to listen to Schubert's piano sonatas with the volume turned up.
Do you know why?
I have no idea. Because playing Schubert's piano sonatas well is one of the hardest things in the world. Most of all, this sonata in D major. It's a tough piece to master. Some pianists can play one or maybe two of the movements perfectly. But if you listen to all four movements as a unified whole, no one has ever nailed it. A lot of famous pianists have risen to the challenge, but it's as if there's always something missing. There's never one where you can say, yes, he's got it. Do you know why?
No, I reply.
Because the sonata itself is imperfect. Robert Schumann understood Schubert's sonatas well, and he labelled this one heavenly tedious. If the composition's imperfect, why would so many pianists try to master it?
Good question, Oshima says, and pauses as music fills in the silence.
I have no great explanation for it, but one thing I can say. Works that have a certain imperfection to them have an appeal for that very reason. Or at least they appeal to certain types of people, just like you're attracted to Soseki's The Minor. There's something in it that draws you in,
more than more fully realized novels like Kokoro or Sanshiro. You discover something about that work that tugs at your heart. Or maybe we should say that the work discovers you. Schubert's Sonata in D Major is like that. To get back to the question, I say, why do you listen to Schubert's sonatas, particularly when you're driving? If you play Schubert's sonatas, especially this one, straight through, it's not art. As Schumann pointed out, it's too long and too pastoral, and technically too simplistic. Play it through the way it is, and it's flat and tasteless, some dusty antique. Which is why every pianist who attempts it adds something of his own, something extra. Like this. Hear how he articulates it there, adding rubato, adjusting the pace, modulation, whatever. Otherwise, they can't hold it all together. They have to be careful, though, or else all those extra devices destroy the dignity of the piece. And then it's not Schubert's music anymore. Every single pianist who's played this D major sonata struggles with the same paradox.